Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we are going to explore something I think we all crave, that sense of peace, especially when life feels like one giant storm. We're diving deep into episode 2 of the Rebels of Faith podcast, and I have a feeling you're going to find this one incredibly helpful. Buckle up, because we're about to uncover some really practical strategies for finding peace. Hear some truly inspiring stories, and it's all anchored in scriptural wisdom. What I found most intriguing is this idea that finding peace isn't about waiting for the storm to pass, it's about finding that unshakable peace within, even while the storm rages around us. Pretty powerful stuff, right?
Absolutely. It resonates with everyone. Because let's face it, life can be chaotic. We've all experienced those moments where the waves feel like they're about to crash over us, whether it's financial stress,
health issues,
or relationship struggles.
It's so true. And what struck me is that this episode doesn't shy away from the reality that even deeply faithful people experience these struggles. It actually leans on scripture in John 16:33, which tells us, in this world you will have trouble. So it's not about escaping the storms of life altogether, but finding a way to navigate them with a different kind of strength.
And that's where this idea of peace as a gift from God comes in. It's not just a fleeting emotion that comes and goes when circumstances are favorable. It's a deep, abiding peace that anchors us even in the toughest of times.
That's so different from the kind of peace we usually think of, right? Like, oh, everything's calm now, so I feel peaceful. This is more like an inner peace that transcends our external circumstances.
Exactly. What's fascinating here is this idea that instead of viewing those difficult times as threats to our peace, we can actually see them as opportunities to grow in our faith and deepen our trust in God.
Okay, so how do we make that shift? Because it's one thing to say it, but when you're in the thick of things, it can be incredibly difficult to see those challenges as opportunities.
The Rebels of Faith episode points to Philippians 4:6-7. It says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." And what's so profound here is that it's not just about asking God to change our situation. It's about surrendering our worries and fears to Him, acknowledging His presence in the midst of it all, and ultimately trusting His plan.
So it's about actively engaging with our faith, even when things feel overwhelming.
Absolutely. It's about nurturing that connection with God, not just hoping for the best, but actively seeking His peace. One of the most powerful examples of this is the story of Jesus calming the storm on the Sea of Galilee.
Oh, yes. That story from Mark 4:35-41, where the disciples are absolutely panicking, thinking the boat's going to capsize, and Jesus is asleep. It's mind-boggling how he could be so peaceful amidst that chaos.
It really highlights the depth of his peace and faith. What's often overlooked in this story is that Jesus doesn't just calm the storm. He speaks to it, commands it to be still. And that's such a powerful image, because it points to his authority, not only over nature, but also over the storms raging within us.
So what can we glean from this story that can help us navigate our own personal storms?
It's a reminder that we're never alone in our struggles. Even our internal battles, Christ is always present, offering a source of peace that surpasses understanding. And that's incredibly reassuring, isn't it? Knowing that even when our own inner turmoil feels overwhelming, we can turn to him for that unwavering sense of peace.
That's an incredibly powerful message. And speaking of powerful, this episode includes some truly moving personal testimonies that really bring these concepts to life. One that resonated with me was Rachel's story. She was dealing with immense financial stress after her husband lost his job, and the anxiety was really taking its toll.
What's interesting about her story is that her situation hadn't actually changed, but she found a sense of peace amidst the uncertainty by turning to prayer and scripture. By surrendering her worries to God and trusting that he was with her family, she found a way to calm the storm within, even while the external circumstances remained challenging.
And then there's Michael's story. He lost a close friend and was grappling with profound grief. He found solace in John 14:27, where Jesus says, "My peace I leave with you, my peace I give you." What struck me is that even amidst such deep sorrow, he was able to find that quiet assurance of God's presence and peace.
These stories are so powerful, because they demonstrate that this peace isn't exclusive or selective. It's available to everyone, regardless of what challenges they're facing, whether it's financial stress, grief, relationship issues, or anything else that life throws our way. There's a source of peace that transcends the situation itself.
It seems like what we're learning here is that it's not about if we'll face storms,
but
how we navigate them. And faith plays a crucial role in finding peace amidst the chaos.
Absolutely. The Rebels of Faith episode goes on to emphasize the importance of meditating on God's word, specifically on John 14:27. as a way to actively invite His peace into our lives. It's about taking that verse and allowing it to seep into those areas where we need peace the most.
Okay, so we've established that faith, prayer, and meditating on scripture are key tools for cultivating peace. But how do we practically make meditation a regular part of our lives? Like, where do we even start?
Oh. The episode offers some really insightful and practical tips on incorporating meditation into our daily routines. And that's exactly what we'll explore after a quick break.
Okay, so let's dive into the practical side of things. We've talked about the power of meditation, but honestly, finding the time and the headspace for it can feel overwhelming in itself. The Rebels of Faith episode really breaks it down in a way that feels accessible and encouraging, which I loved.
It emphasizes the importance of finding a quiet space, a sanctuary where you can disconnect from the noise of the world and connect with God. And this doesn't have to be anything elaborate. It could be as simple as your bedroom, a quiet corner in your house, or even a peaceful spot in nature. What matters most is that it's a place where you feel comfortable and can truly be present with God.
I love that, creating that sacred space, almost like a visual reminder to slow down and invite peace into our lives.
Exactly. And once you've found that space, the episode encourages us to simply breathe, take a few deep breaths, focusing on the rhythm of your breath. It sounds so simple, but consciously breathing in and out can really help to quiet those racing thoughts and center ourselves in the present moment.
That's such a great reminder. We often forget the power of something as basic as our breath.
It's true. And as you breathe, imagine that you're breathing in the peace of Christ. Allow that peace to fill your lungs, your heart, your entire being. And as you exhale, visualize releasing all the worries, the anxieties, the fears that are weighing you down.
It's almost like a physical embodiment of surrendering our burdens to God.
The episode then suggests focusing your attention on John 14.27. My peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Repeat this verse slowly, really letting each word sink in. It's a powerful reminder that the peace Jesus offers isn't conditional. It's not based on our performance or our circumstances. It's a free gift, rooted in His unwavering love and presence.
And that's what makes it so different from the fleeting sense of peace we might get when things are going well, right? This is a deeper, more enduring peace that's available to us no matter what.
Exactly. And as you meditate on this verse, the episode suggests picturing that peace flowing into the specific areas of your life where you need it most. Maybe it's your relationships, your work, your health, or your finances. Visualize the peace of Christ calming the storms that are brewing in those areas.
That's such a tangible way to apply this concept of inviting God's peace into our lives.
And remember, this takes trust. Just like in the story of Jesus calming the storm, we have to choose to trust that even when we feel like we're about to capsize, Jesus is right there with us. And He has the power to calm the storm.
It's a beautiful image of surrender and faith. We can't control everything, but we can choose to trust the one who holds everything together.
The episode also highlights the importance of gratitude as part of this process. As you finish your meditation, take a moment to thank God for His peace and presence in your life. Express gratitude for His faithfulness, even in the midst of challenges. It's a powerful way to shift our focus from what's lacking to what we already have.
That's so true. Gratitude really does have this incredible ability to reframe our perspective.
And keep in mind that consistency is key when it comes to meditation. It's like any other practice. The more we do it, the more natural it becomes. Start small, maybe with 5 or 10 minutes each day, and gradually increase the time as you feel more comfortable.
So, we've got finding a quiet space, deep breathing, meditating on scripture, visualizing God's peace filling our lives, and practicing gratitude. It's like a toolkit for cultivating peace. But what if traditional meditation isn't really our thing? Are there other ways to tap into this peace?
Absolutely. The Rebels of Faith episode acknowledges that traditional meditation isn't for everyone. It suggests exploring other practices like breath prayers, where you silently repeat a short phrase or verse as you breathe in and out.
Breath prayers. I've never heard of that before. What would that look like?
You could try something simple. Like, yeah. Peace be still as you inhale and exhale. Or maybe, Jesus, I trust in you. The key is to choose a phrase that resonates with you personally and helps to focus your mind on God's presence.
That's really beautiful. And it sounds like something you can incorporate into almost any part of your day.
Exactly. It's about finding those little moments throughout the day to reconnect with God and invite His peace into your heart. And remember, it's not about emptying your mind completely. It's about gently redirecting your thoughts towards God, allowing His peace to fill those spaces where anxiety and worry reside.
It sounds like a process, not a destination. We don't just arrive at perfect peace overnight. It's something we cultivate over time with intention and practice.
That's a great way to put it. And it's not always easy. There will be days when our minds race, when we struggle to quiet the noise. But that's okay. The important thing is to keep practicing, keep coming back to that quiet space, and keep inviting God's peace into our hearts.
The episode also talked about the power of community in this journey of finding peace. Can you speak to that a bit?
It emphasized that sharing our stories of how God has brought us peace can be incredibly encouraging to others who are struggling. It's a reminder that we're not alone in this. We all face storms. And hearing how others have navigated similar challenges can give us hope and strength to keep going.
That makes sense. Sometimes just knowing that someone else has walked a similar path can make a huge difference.
It's true. And when we share our stories, we're not only encouraging others, we're also strengthening our own faith. It's a way of acknowledging God's faithfulness in our lives.
Yeah.
And reminding ourselves that He's been there for us before, and He'll be there for us again.
It's like weaving a tapestry of God's faithfulness, thread by thread, story by story.
I love that analogy. And those stories can be a lifeline for someone who's struggling to find their own way through a storm.
We've covered so much ground today, from biblical principles to practical tips for cultivating peace. But I'm curious to hear your thoughts on how we can take all of this and apply it to our everyday lives. What does that look like in practice? You know, one of the biggest takeaways for me from the Rebels of Faith episode is that finding peace isn't about becoming some kind of Zen master who never experiences stress or worry. It's about recognizing that those feelings are a normal part of life, but we don't have to let them control us. We have a choice. We can choose to surrender those anxieties to God and allow His peace to guide us.
That's such a key point. It's not about denying or suppressing our emotions.
Yeah.
But about inviting God's peace into those spaces. Just like the story of Jesus calming the storm, the disciples were afraid. They were experiencing real fear and anxiety, but Jesus met them in that place and offered them peace. He didn't condemn them for their feelings. He simply reminded them of His presence and His power.
I think that's so comforting, especially for those of us who tend to be hard on ourselves when we're struggling. It's like we have permission to feel those emotions, but we also have the power to choose peace.
Exactly. And choosing peace isn't a one-time decision. It's a daily, even hourly practice of surrendering our worries to God, focusing on His promises, and inviting His peace into our hearts. It's like building a muscle. The more we practice, the stronger it becomes.
So for someone who's feeling overwhelmed right now, maybe feeling like they're in the middle of a storm that just won't quit, what's one practical step they can take today to start cultivating this kind of peace?
I would encourage them to choose one of the practices we've discussed today, whether it's prayer, meditating on scripture, taking a few deep breaths, and inviting God's presence into their situation, or maybe even just listening to a worship song that brings them peace, and commit to doing it for just 5 minutes.
Just 5 minutes, that seems so doable, even on the busiest of days.
It is. And you might be surprised by how much of a difference those 5 minutes can make. It's about creating space for God's peace to enter, even in small ways.
And the Rebels of Faith episode really emphasized the importance of sharing our stories, of how God has brought us peace. Why is that such a vital part of this journey?
It's vital because when we share our stories, we're not only encouraging others, we're also strengthening our own faith. It's a way of acknowledging God's faithfulness in our lives and reminding ourselves that He's been there for us in the past and He'll continue to be there for us in the future.
It's like we're creating a ripple effect of peace. Not just in our own lives, but in the lives of those around us.
I love that image. And remember, sometimes the most powerful stories are the simplest ones. It doesn't have to be some grand, dramatic testimony. It could be something as simple as, I was feeling really anxious today, but I took a few minutes to pray and listen to some worship music, and I felt God's peace wash over me.
Those everyday stories can be so relatable and encouraging. They remind us that God's peace is available to us. In the ordinary moments of life, not just in the extraordinary ones.
Absolutely. And the more we share those stories, the more we normalize the practice of seeking peace and inviting God into our struggles.
Well, this has been such an insightful deep dive. I always love exploring these topics with you.
You too.
And I especially appreciate how the Rebels of Faith podcast offers such practical wisdom for navigating the storms of life. For our listeners who are feeling overwhelmed right now, remember that you're not alone. Jesus is in the boat with you. Invite Him into your situation and experience the peace that surpasses understanding. Be sure to check out the Rebels of Faith podcast for more inspiring stories and insights. It's a great resource. And as always, thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning. and keep diving deep.